do you know, motherfucker? Radio.
Eddie, do you know? You hear me? Eddie, you know, speaks for itself, man. Charlie's on off the greatest of all time. I beat the shit out of that Marine. You understand? I'm going to rub that victory in to you sick haters for the rest of my life, man. Even when I score other victories, I'm like, man, come on, man. I remember, like, years back, like, a long time ago, I said that I could beat any boxer, any MMA fighter, and I did. And then I even, like, back in the day, like, before I'm in my prime right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking knocking everyone's head off. I'm beating everybody. I nearly knocked his head off. And this was 17 seconds, man. He did the chicken dance, man. Much better than that Costa Zoo's Ab Judas shit, man. Go watch it, man. Charlie, number one pound for pound, Charlie's going off. Beats down the U.S. Marine. I did beat him down. I titled it just the way, just how the fight went. That's exactly how I titled it. You know what I'm saying? Not like you fucking retards that put false titles when I beat the shit out of them. They were the senior and shit like that. Yeah, like just. But anyways. What I want to say is that I made, like, you know how these delusional trolls like Frank Stejo, like, you know, these fucking retards. You know what I mean? Yeah, they have these message boards where they talk about fake boxing and where they diss me. Yeah, like a long time ago, like I said, I could beat, like when I evolve into, you know, prime Charlie Zelenoff, which is today, the present, the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, Charlie Zelenoff, that's me. I said, when I evolve, I'm going to beat everybody. And I did. 32 victories from January 2014 to April 2015. That's unprecedented. There's never been a fighter with, like, this is not just boxing. Boxing is, that's like, that's hands down the GOAT in boxing. I'm hands down the GOAT fighter of all time. Are you kidding me? This Bruce Lee, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal, these guys are fucking actors. Type on YouTube their names. Show me one. Listen, Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris, that was a movie, man. It's a movie. Those are not real fights. Type in, like, that clown, Steven Seagal. I would kill that guy. One hook from me to his jaw, he'd get knocked out right away. That's it. Those are actors, you know what I mean? They're like, worse than those fake boxers. They're literally actors. You know what I'm saying? They're playing fighters in movies. Yeah, show me a fight, like an actual fight, like where I'm beating the shit out of a Marine, where I nearly decapitated Deontay Wilder, where I'm beating the shit out of Derek the Giant. Yeah, those are real fights. You know what I'm saying? Show me one, like, they're not fighters. Bruce Lee, actor, fucking actor. Jeet Kune Do, made up fake fighting style. Does not work in real life. It's not a fighting style. That karate stuff, that's all from movies. It's all fake shit. It's all bullshit. Black belt means nothing. Just like I beat a U.S. Marine, I'd knock out any black belt with one punch. Black belt, man, give me a fucking break, man. Yeah, seriously, I had a situation one time, even before I turned pro in boxing. Some fucking Asian guy was bragging that he has a black belt. It's a martial art, right? I punched this guy in the face one time. Blood poured down his nose, and motherfucker didn't say a fucking word to me after that, man. Black belt, man. No, literally, he was like, I got a black belt. I'm like, I had jeans, and I had a black belt holding my jeans. I'm like, motherfucker, I got a black belt too, man. I'm like, boom, son. Yeah, well said, man. No, that was in high school. I was way before. And then, yeah, I'm not counting my record. It was before I turned pro, man. I'd be Patron. That was my real pro debut. But, yeah, man, like I said, I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat BoxRec's top heavyweight, and therefore BoxRec, Fight Facts, you clowns are not official. Question, here we go again. If you guys are official and legitimate, why the fuck do I always beat you? Why did I knock out Mayweather Senior? Like, well, okay, how come all these BoxRec guys, Andrew Hartley and Michael Barsky, I knocked them out cold, both of them. Okay, fine. You want to say that? Oh yeah, but they're bumps. Okay, Deontay Wilder, Mayweather Senior. Okay, Mayweather Senior's too old. All right, Deontay Wilder, I beat him when he was 28 years old. So hey, you clowns got your backs against the wall. You can't say shit. Can't say shit. That's it. In the ring, I got the better of Deontay Wilder. It is on his video. That's it. You can't say anything about that. The motherfucker saw me coming, and he got crushed. And again, this clown, Skank Steya, Frank Steya, this moron. Yeah, like I said, I used him for wildest context. Yeah, but this retard was talking shit, saying, "I made you. You didn't make shit, motherfucker." And it ain't Top Rank. It's Top Prank. You didn't make shit, motherfucker. Hey, let me ask you something, clown. That fight, that Octagon TV fighter that I beat down on video, right? The UFC guy that he tried to tackle me. Yeah, him. Come on, you know which fight I'm talking about, bitch boy. When I hit him 10 times in the head. Did you get me that fight? Oh, what about Jules and Wally? He's another TV fighter. Did you give me that fight? When I jumped him nonstop, embarrassed him, outboxed him? Did you give me that fight? How about Derek Dejean, huh? How about when I punched Dejean Daniels in the head over and over like he was my Bob, man? Did you give me that fight? All them fights I'm winning. How about the U.S. Marine, my recent victory? Let's see. I beat him on the 11th, all right? Eight days ago, I beat his ass. Yeah, 8 days ago, I just had another title defense. U.S. Marine. You don't know any fucking Marine. You never. I doubt you've ever even been to the Army. If you were in the Army, what positions you have, Frank? Garbage man. What? See, that's the thing about the Army. You could have like he was. If he did go to the Army, so it's a big fucking deal. He was not infantry. That's for sure. He probably had some pussy position where he sat in some little, he had some little gas desk job where he did not go into the battlefield. I beat a frontliner, motherfucker. Frontliner. Frontliner. This guy was in the front line in Afghanistan, you son of a bitch. When I beat his fucking ass, I knew I knocked him the fuck out on video. Where the fuck is your footage? Footage. Anybody can say words. Words are words. Anybody can say anything. Everybody can talk. Blah, 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 blah. That's all you fucking do. You say you beat 8 Marines? Show me one video of you beating at least one Marine. Zero footage. You're delusional, Frank. That's it. Yeah, see, this, he wants me to threaten him on air right now. He knows I have a beautiful wife in Ukraine, and you know, he wants me to threaten him so he can, yeah, so he can be recorded and say, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm smarter than that. Listen, the wind of the punch that punched that Marine, the wind of the punch that I TKO'd Deontay Wilder, which would put Frank Steya comatose. He's not a fighter. When I knocked Andrew Hartley out, I have a big regret. I should have knocked Frank Steya out, Lamar Doom, all those other guys that showed up. I should have just listened. These guys were all terrified of me. They were holding on to their phones, just quiet. No, just a bunch of trolls showed up to that round to see me knock Andrew Hartley out. I knocked Hartley out. Yeah, some people restrained me, but that was it. Nobody jumped in. There was only fists flying. There was only one punch thrown, one punch landed. Me hitting Hartley, and yeah, we killed his ass. My homie Scotty said Hartley was on the ground for 10 minutes. What's the name? Admitted somebody from Angelique, whatever, yeah, she admitted that Hartley was taken to the hospital, yeah. So, there you go. You know, I put him to sleep, and this pussy Frank Stan, Hartley's boys, you know, that fat black guy he brought, none of them did not do shit. They all talk shit on the internet. They're like, oh, yeah, if I see you, hey, you sure? You motherfucker said it. Let me tell everybody, when I started punching that bag at Trinity Gym, see, I was so short, man. At that time, I could have beaten Klitschko. I'm telling you, after that, months after that, I won the title against Vasquez. That's when I beat Vasquez, this is it. That's when the world found out. This is it. Charlie Zelenoff is the answer. Therefore, no questions asked, motherfuckers. See how I talk? You see how I... Hey, I back everything up. See how everything I say? It makes sense. And when I fight, boom, boom, boom. Connect, connect, connect. I'm the greatest, man. Yeah, I'm truly the greatest. And Muhammad always said it about himself. He was lying to himself and to other people. Muhammad always was not the greatest, not even close. His speed, his power, he didn't have speed and power. He was just, you know, nothing special at all. I mean, I would kill him. I would destroy him. Mike Tyson, you know, oh yeah, when I beat Alu, the kickboxer, oh yeah, Alu, wait a minute, the one punch TKO, Alu, the kickboxer, you know, prank stay, did you give me that fight? You say you made me, right? Did you give me that fight? Now, let me look at my record, man. Oh yeah, what about the K1 fighter that I beat? Did Frank Stay give me that fight? Dude, I literally go to the fucking gym, and I challenge everybody. I beat the shit out of everybody. Yeah, I get these fights myself, man. And this client has the nerve. Dude, who the fuck is... Nobody knows Deontay Wilder, you moron. The reason why I wanted to beat him was because he was praised by BoxRec. The people that hated on me praised him. And he was hyped by them. Like, oh, he's this next great heavyweight, blah, blah, blah. Man, I smashed this motherfucker. I punched him in the jaw. He's fragile, man. He's fragile as fuck. That was not even my best hit, and this guy was gone, man. If I hit Wilder, like full power shot, oh, my God, man. Dude, it sounded, when I punched Deontay Wilder, it sounded like a fucking atomic bomb went off at that gym, man. And that was not even my best hit. That was like 40%, 45% at best, 50. That was like... No, hell no. That was not even half percent. That was not even half my. No, that was like 45% of my power. 100% punch. Oh man, Deontay Wilder. Yeah, he'd be in bad condition, man. I'll definitely end his career. He'll definitely never box. He'd be slow in the head. He'd be like, so he's. I'm sure that punch made him slow in the head already. But I'm talking, if I knocked him out cold, which I was very close to. Yeah. All right. Look at this. 80-0. Okay, everybody go to undergroundboxingfederation.webs.com. Oh, yeah, look, Xavier Muay Thai, 192 pounder, crushed him on the video. The 280 pounder that I stopped. His nose bleeding. A Mexican brawler that I beat right before I beat Wilder. That motherfucker was underrated, man. That dude was sweet. He was getting his ass kicked, but he was fighting back. I scored 3 knockouts 3 days in a row, bare knuckle. How did I get those fights? Kevin Luka, the French boxer, that I uppercutted 7 times in the face, and then I punched in the head 4 times in 1 second. Prank Stay, you know Kevin Luka would beat the fuck out of you. That guy would cripple you. Yeah, and I nearly crippled him, man. That guy, I hit him in the face 7 times, uppercut, 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 uppercut. This motherfucker, he quit. He was literally yelling for me to stop hitting him. And then after it was over, I stopped him. He like took his gloves off and he like grabbed a hold of his face, man. I broke his whole face, man. Yeah, but this guy's a professional boxer. This guy has footage of him fighting. Yeah, he got it. He got embarrassed and humiliated and crushed, but at least he has the bragging rights to say that he fought the greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. What bragging rights do you have, you idiot? Do you have a picture with Manny Pacquiao? You fucking dumbass. I beat Deontay Wilder and Derek the Giant and Gilles Zavala. These guys, literally, you know how much more they weigh than Manny Pacquiao? If I'm beating them, then I would kill Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, this fucking retard stood next to the greatest boxer that ever lived, Charlie Zelenoff, and he's posting a picture with Manny Pacquiao. Who gives a fuck, man? Some fucking Filipino midget? This fucking Marquez. This little Marquez is garbage. Marquez is this tiny little guy, man. He knocked Manny Pacquiao out cold, man. Manny Pacquiao, what the fuck? Man, the guy, the heavyweights I'm beating on video would kill Pacquiao and Mayweather, man. No, I'm serious. Like, I punched Deontay Wilder, and this guy flew the fuck away. And I saw a picture of him and Mayweather Jr., like friends on Facebook. They're like standing next to each other and shit. And Mayweather was like fucking tiny compared to him. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? I'd beat Wilder. I'm like, Mayweather, I'd have to punch down. If I was to box Mayweather out, I'd have to punch down. He's so short. I would kill him, man. What the fuck? No, it would be over instantly. Like, the bell would ring. I would rush Mayweather. This is it. he'd be out of there right away, like right away, right away, instant knockout. He'd hit the ground. And this pussy was like, "Oh, if you're so great, if you have, how come all your fights are TKOs? Well, why do you like stop everybody? Why don't you knock them out like cold? Why don't you? You fucking retard! I won 11 fights with a broken finger, man. Broken finger. I'm fighting with a broken bone in my goddamn hand. All right. That's one, two. I'm not throwing full power. Yeah, because there's no ring. I'm beating their ass. I'm hitting them hard. I'm showing them what's up. Yeah, I am. I'm fucking them up, everybody. But I'm not throwing full power. Against Wilder, I hit him really good. You know, it's not my best shot because I was off balance. Plus, the ropes held him up. If I hit him like that outside the ring, he would have dropped. Yeah, maybe the senior went through the ropes. Hardly got knocked out cold. Bare knuckle, oh, man. Don't even get me started on bare knuckle, man. Now, let's talk about a box ring guy, a guy who was on TV. He was like Fox Sports Last, whatever. And Michael Barsky, the guy's a nobody, terrible fighter, show a lot of times. But Charlie Zonoff knocked him out so bad that I literally nearly fucking killed his ass. We boxed bare knuckle. We agreed. Winner take all. Winner takes the belt. I knocked Lebarski out with a left and right. No, this was not a TKO. Lebarski was out cold. There was a van that held him up. He went to sleep. Yeah. The van, he was literally, like, his arms spread on the van. He was knocked out laying on the van. He was knocked the fuck out cold. I mean, that's just incredible. I mean, BoxRec, all these people talk shit about me, and I end up literally knocking. I beat many of them, but Lebarski was. You know, I knew him for a long time. We used to be sparring partners. I used to beat his ass in sparring. I want to mention that, too. I knocked him out so bad that his arms, literally, like, my homie even said, he's like, he crucified Michael Barsky. You know, I mean, that was one of the, yeah, it was a step back, but it was like the Kud brothers did that I just destroyed. Chris, Nolik, I smashed these fucking retarded kids. Moral victories, yeah. No more step backs, man. I just beat a U.S. Marine, man. That's it, man. That's, my wife is a former supermodel. I Skyped with her all day today. That's it. In 2 more weeks, I'm going to apply for the passport, and then that's it. As soon as the passport comes, which should take 3 to 4 days maximum. So in about 2 weeks and 3-4 days, which makes it 2.5 weeks, I will see my wife, Daria. This girl wants to get my name tatted on her. Like, both of us. I'm going to get her name, she's going to get my name. We're going to do it. At the same time, we're going to go to the tattoo parlor. Danny Craig. Yeah, she is. So we're soulmates. We talk every day. 8 months together. We're just, you know, this is it. I'm going to spend my whole life with her. And, you know, I found a girl that madly in love with me. My wife Daria, she's wearing a ring. She never takes it off. She never will take it off. I'm gonna get her pregnant. We're gonna, you know, raise nice kids and everything. I'm gonna be a father. Always gonna be a champion. And always gonna make the best husband to her. All three: a champion, a husband, and a future father. I'm already a husband. I'm already a champion. But, you know, yeah. Like I said, people like Frank Stead. People like, you know, Stacey Goetz and Noe Rain, you know, these clowns, these trolls, they're all trolls. They're jealous of me, man. I'd beat three of them on one at the same time. I'd knock them out like they're fucking, like they're insects, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and a lot of these NBA players, like the ones that support mainstream boxing, like rappers, like this idiot Snoop Dogg, and this clown. I've seen this more than many times. No, I've seen it, like, yeah, I did see it. I saw him a long time ago in 2007. Yeah, fucking retard, skates, anorexic, fucking dumbass. I never liked his music. He makes a video saying he's a Deontay Wilder fan. You know what I mean? Fuck these people, man. Who punched Deontay? Who TKO'd Deontay Wilder? Who got 2 wins over Deontay Wilder? What's wrong with Zonoff, man? Yeah, you can't fucking, you know, the fight, you know, I wanted to fight you know, I crushed him in the ring, and these clowns are trying to ignore it, and they're trying to promote his back of the head knockdown. But the actual TKO victory, okay, a knockdown is not a knockout. I was not knocked out. I got right back up. I went outside. I wanted to continue. I TKO'd him in the ring. That's why it's two separate fights. You know what I'm saying? If it's all one fight, then I'm just the winner by DQ. But it was two separate fights because in the ring, his feet gave out, man. Yeah, that was a fucking TKO, man. Right here. What was it? Win number 56. 56 for Fred Charles going up one TKO, one down. They wild. Hey, it's official on record. It's official on video. It happened, man. I felt my glove connecting on his jaw. I felt it. Oh, man, that motherfucker got glass up in there, man. Yeah, it's no big deal. It sounds just like punching a tall black guy, man. It's all, oh my God, Deontay Wilder, Showtime, TV, mainstream, nationwide. Oh, give me a fucking break. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest. You fucking retards, man. Selling me short, man. You can't sell that kind of shit short. Jules of all, tough enough, man. Same shit as UFC. It's for these fucking idiots. Oh, Chuck Liddell, right? I'm off the street. He admitted that he's seen me. He admitted, oh, yeah, that guy said something. But what did that guy say? Exactly. Who's going to admit to being... I told this delusional tart, Stea. Who's going to admit to being punked? I punked Chuck Liddell, man. Proof? I got proof of me beating Deontay Wilder. I got proof of me beating Jules Wall. Two guys that would beat Chuck Liddell. I got proof of me beating Bajon. I got proof. What about Jacob? Hey, Skank said he made me. Did he give me the fight with Jacob? Jacob, 200-pound MMA fighter and kickboxer in shape. The motherfucker's not old, in his 20s. I beat his ass, and I stopped him brutally. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, when me and my wife are back from the Ukraine, we plan to move to Vegas. I'm going to fight in boxing rings. Therefore, oh, guess what? In the rings? Oh, you're going to see 100% power. You notice when I hit the bob, I hit the bob harder than I hit my opponents. Like, I hit my opponents hard, but not as hard as the bob. Yeah, because I hold back my power. That's why they get TKO'd. Are you fucking kidding me, man? All this 100% of this power applied? Dude, this shit would knock out a fucking buffalo, man. Kidding me, man? Put yourself in my shoes. I'm sure a lot of people would want to be in those shoes. But put yourself in my shoes. You have all this power. You'd be, dude, I'm telling you, I hit some black guy. No, not just some black guy. Two black guys. Okay, hold on. Right after I beat Derek the Giant, some motherfucker came up to me and started, you know, saying what kind of belt I was. He's like, I used to box too and shit like that, right? The Gurney boy, man, yeah, all right. I hit this guy with a left hook, dude. I mean, it literally sounded like 10 atomic bombs went off. It was so loud, my fucking eardrums were like, holy shit. I thought I killed him. I'm not joking. I thought I fucking killed him. He dropped on his face. He dropped, like, and he just laid there, like, he laid there like a corpse. I didn't know what to do. I was like, fuck, I just stood there. I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. No, it was self-defense, but still, you know, even if you, I thought I fucking killed him. No, thank God I didn't. He, and then the ambulance got him. They put him in the gurney, you know, I came the next day. I started asking the liquor store. I'm like, well, what happened? Is the motherfucker going to a coma or what? They were saying he was barely moving, but, you know, he was knocked the fuck out. He was like, he woke up, but because Cameron, you know, remember the guy on the video, the Indian guy, was like, Cameron, thanks for the soda and everything. I got free soda there. Yeah, but that black guy was trying to, like, not just attack me, but he was like a threat to the store. He was like, so basically, why do you think they threw my fucking frame at that store? They don't have it there anymore yet because I smashed some other dude there and I got some shit, whatever. No, and later found out it was self defense and everything. But the point of lighting for a whole year. They had my goddamn frame at that store. Yeah, man, because I defended their property, man. So hoodlum, I knocked it on cold. And it was December 11, 2012. Legendary. This guy, I told him, I'm like, dude, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Get the fuck out of here before it's too late. He knuckled up. He was like, you should have seen the lot box, man. I'm like, really? I'm like, Cameron, hold my water, man. Because I was in the line buying a fucking Arrowhead bottle of water. I'm like, yo, hold my, wash my water, I'll be right back. I put my belt down, and I put him down. I hit this motherfucker so hard. Dude, you know, like, people, Fatburger, Astroburger, people outside, people like civilians on the street, people started running. Some motherfucker next, like, where that guy, where I knocked the guy out, he was filling, like, a gallon of water. He dropped his gallon, and he took off. People got so scared. So here we go again, Frank's dead. Now that's power, son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I knocked the guy out cold, and a gurney got him. They put him in the gurney. Yeah, but I'll do that on video in the ring. Yeah, if I do that type of shit in a gym without a ring, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't want fucking, I don't, you know, it's dangerous. There's got to be a ring and there's got to be waiver signs for me to hit somebody like that. Yeah, that's why I hit them hard. No, listen, that Marine, no, I was dropping some bombs on him. He could have got knocked out. Yeah, he almost did. He could have got knocked out. I mean, he was ready to go. Well, 17 seconds, he was ready to go, man. Hey, box wreck, man. You bitches had spaghetti legs, man. You fucking clowns. Fight facts? No, it's not fight. Hey, let me tell you, fight facts. It's not fight facts. It's fight fags. Fucking tards, man. Charlie Zonoff is the GOAT, man. I warned you. Hey, don't tell me I never warned you, man. I warned you. I showed you. I showed you again and again and again, and now I just literally, I put you people 12 feet under, not 6 feet, but 12 feet under, man. Fucking destroyed you motherfuckers, man. You fucking clowns made disturbing images about me. Like, these people made fucking stickies about me, like threads on these forums. And these stickies, these threads would go on for thousands and thousands and thousands of pages long, just talking shit about me, talking shit. That's why, like, there were some comments recently about my victory, like, Charlie, I'm great, Wendy, you gotta, like, humble yourself a little bit. I'm like, listen, I'm humble, man, I'm humble with my fans. On the internet, it's different. I rub it in, you know what I'm saying? In real life, I don't, like, come up to my fans and say, hey, look, I just destroyed this Marine, I just destroyed this boxer. I punched Deontay Wilder so hard he flew the fuck away. I'm the fucking greatest, man. I'm the best. I don't tell them that. You know why? Because when my I'm not talking about these fake ass fucking bitch troll fans on the internet. I'm talking about real life fans. When my real life fans see me, guess what they tell me? All right, what's up, champ? This is it. What's up, champ? How you doing, champ? When's your next title defense? I don't have to explain to them who I am, who I beat. They already know. But on the internet, it's different because you fucking clowns are delusional. You people don't get it. No matter how many times my opponents get fucking punched, you people still don't get it. Fucking retards. What now? I beat a U.S. Marine. I beat a frontliner. The motherfucker told me he was frontline. Frontline, man. With a fucking automatic in his hand, man. When I was hitting him, he fucking felt like he was getting hit by a fucking automatic. Now that's fucking real. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. No, said fake record.